From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israeli police say a truck driven by a Palestinian slammed into a group of Israeli soldiers Sunday, killing four of them and injuring another 15. Authorities said the soldiers were getting off a bus at the Arman Hanat Ziv promenade overlooking the walled Old City of Jerusalem when the truck veered off course and smashed into the group. Authorities said they shot the attacker to death. Palestinian authorities identified him as a resident of East Jerusalem. Syrian state media say a car bomb in a government-held area outside the capital Damascus has killed at least five people and wounded 15. The incident occurred near Sassa. The Fatah al-Sham front claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraqi officials say at least 20 people have been killed in two suicide bomb attacks in the capital Baghdad. In one attack, the bomber set off his explosive Sunday at the entrance to a market in a mainly Shiite district. At least 13 people were killed in the blast. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. Another blast in Baghdad killed at least seven people. Iranian state television has announced the death of former president and leading reformer Akbar Hafshami Rafsanjani. The 82-year-old Rafsanjani had been suffering from heart ailments. He died Sunday at a hospital north of Tehran. Rafsanjani's presidency saw the country seeking to rebuild its economy from the ruinous 1980-88 war with Iraq. It also saw it was marked by a series of cautious reforms, which saw wider freedoms emerge, particularly in the country's media. This is VOA News. Expectations are high as Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo was sworn into office. Ghanaians want an end to current economic hardship. Francesca Cacraforson filed this report.
An arduous task lays ahead for the new president, who inherits a weak economy with an increasing debt, high inflation, plummeting commodities prices, and the city's free fall. President Akufo-Addo, in his inaugural speech, promised prosperity for all Ghanaians.
We must create wealth and restore happiness to our nation.
Some young Ghanaians are highly expectant of the prospects of an Akufo-Addo government. Francisca Cacraforson, Accra.
U.S. President Barack Obama says he underestimated the impact of the Russian campaign of misinformation and computer hacking. The remark follows the conclusion by U.S. intelligence officials that Russia meddled in the recent U.S. presidential election. Mr. Obama told ABC News This Week program that he doesn't think that he underestimated Russian President Vladimir Putin, alleged by the U.S. intelligence community to have ordered the effort to undermine the American system of democratic elections. But Mr. Obama said he underestimated the degree to which it is possible for misinformation and cyber hacking to affect open societies. U.S. authorities are continuing to look for a motive behind Friday's shooting incident at a Florida airport. Relatives of suspected gunman Esteban Santiago say he had been mentally traumatized by his 11 months of fighting in the U.S. war in Iraq. Santiago was charged Saturday with an act of violence at an international airport, resulting in death. If convicted of the charge, Santiago could face the death penalty or possibly life in prison. Five people were killed in the attack. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari said his government is still trying to find the remaining Chibok girls that are still being held captive by the militant group Boko Haram, marking the 1,000th day of the girls' abduction. President Buhari wrote on Twitter Sunday that he hopes that the girls will soon be welcomed back home. Mario Soares, Portugal's former president and the founder of the country's Socialist Party, has died. He was 92. The Taliban is dismissing American plans of sending an extra 300 troops to Afghanistan's southern Helmand province. Those troops will be providing, they say, nothing but a morale boost. The Taliban has captured many of the districts in Helmand province. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.